The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the top five buy and sell markets for multifamily real estate. Now, in entering into this, first off, I want to say this is based on one particular study. Generally, I look at lots of different studies, everything from studies that are done by major commercial brokerages to Forbes and U.S. News and World Report and a lot of individual research organizations that provide information. So this is just one survey, but it's one I thought that was pretty significant and I think worth looking at. A report is done by a company called 10X. It's a research company. You probably know them better by their previous name of auction.com. Just to give you a little bit of background on them, it's a pretty good sized company. They've got like 1,000 employees. Their headquarters are in Irvine in Silicon Valley. They do multiple transactions. 292,000 residential and commercial properties are sold through this portal, this online auction site. They do a lot of research. Just to give you a little bit of background on the company, they started off around 2007 when the major downturn happened in the market. They were selling distressed homes online via live auction. In 2011, they rebranded themselves as auction.com. I think they started off as Real Estate Disposition Corporation. I think in 2012, they acquired Maximus Research, which brought them into the research category. They have unveiled a number of different sort of projections based on industry averages, transactional, and Google search data to predict housing market trends as they are occurring. They, I believe, have surpassed $10 billion in commercial real estate sales. So they do both residential and commercial real estate. They entered in 2015 into a partnership with Zhuai, a China-based organization, which allows people in China to participate in these auctions, which it seemed like they're held predominantly in the United States. So anyway, it's a company that's pretty well involved in this arena. They do their projections, you know, based on the data that they collect, I'm sure through online transactions that occur on their system, as well as outside empirical data. So I'm going to give you the top five buy markets and the top five sell markets. Again, their recommendations are for particular MSAs, certain cities in the U.S. First, I'm going to start with the sell markets recommended, starting with number five, Milwaukee. Number four, Miami. Number three, San Jose. Number two, New York City. And number one, San Francisco. Now, there is a lot of backup data here, and because of the limitations on our time here, I'm not going to go a lot into each one. But one thing to note is they do this research pretty regularly. And there was a report 6 months ago, and they also did their recommendations. I think on the cell category, a repeat, again, this is 6 months ago, San Francisco and New York were still on there. The new ones that they're recommending cells in are San Jose, Miami, and Milwaukee. Now we'll move on to the buy areas. Again, they're basing the data upon what favorable things are going on in those markets that would indicate that it would be a good place to buy properties. Number five, Dallas, Texas. Now, Dallas doesn't surprise, I'm sure, a lot of you. This is an area where there's a lot of activity that we have seen, and of course, that's been a hot market for a while. Number four, Phoenix. Number three, Atlanta. Number two, Las Vegas. And number one, Sacramento. Now, three of these, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and Phoenix, were also on the recommend buy 6 months previously, but the new ones actually added on here are Dallas and Sacramento, which are a bit of a surprise. Now, I would, again, taking this information in mind, I would recommend that you, maybe use this as some sort of an idea. Like I said, I look at multiple lists. I have right in front of me here probably about 10 different top 10 lists. Sometimes I reference it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it helps point me to what areas to research. But I would always recommend, and this is my disclaimer here about this information being presented, is I would always recommend that you do your own research. Look at your own numbers. And there's a lot of factors, and we've covered this in previous podcasts. One episode that you might want to reference was a recent one, episode 095, where we interviewed Vinnie Chopra, who has been doing really well at selecting markets. He buys under market and within a 3 to 5 year period sells the properties that he buys at a significant increase in equity. So that show, 095, was entitled How to Find Emergency Markets for the Best Deals. So there are others as well. As you look at our website at olddogsreinetwork.com, where you can reference through and you can go and look at some of the various research based podcasts that we've had that talk about how to determine markets. But things like job growth and employment numbers and going in and looking at doing behind the scenes digging to find out what companies may be relocating or moving to that area, new jobs coming in, what's the demand for housing, and there's census data and additional information that you can find primarily online, although I recommend calling like chambers of commerce and redevelopment organizations in the regions that you're researching as well to try to get some behind the scenes information. That is the report. That is the update for the top five buy and sell markets in the U.S. Everything we mentioned here, including these lists, will be listed on our website at theolddogsreinetwork.com/blog area. That is it for today, you guys. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.